The city of Hamtramck puts a new face on representative government in America. For a century, it was a Polish-American enclave in Michigan, surrounded by the city of Detroit. Now, a wave of new immigrants from Yemen, Bangladesh, Pakistan, has eroded the dominance of Warsaw. In 2013, the city became majority Muslim. A call to prayer echoes past the Gothic spires of Catholic churches, and the aromas of Poland mingle with the scents of the East. This year, for the first time, the mayor and all six members of its city council are Muslim, the only entirely Muslim city government in the United States. Mayor Amer Ghaleb says Hamtramck's tale is the latest evolution of the story of America.
The American dream is alive, and the doors of opportunities are open for everyone. And I came as an immigrant in high school. I was, after I finished 11th grade in Yemen, and did all my schoolings here, and now I'm the mayor of the city.
The mayor echoes a similar sentiment to that of another barrier-breaking politician who came under fire for his religion before becoming president in 1960.
Because I am a Catholic, and no Catholic has ever been elected president, the real issues in this campaign have been obscured.
I believe in an America where religious intolerance will someday end, where all men and all churches are treated as equals.
Downtown Hamtramck bridges its past with its present, with the Polish-American Congress right next to a Bangladeshi business. What's changed is it's now just 7% Polish and majority Muslim. The changing face of the city hasn't come without controversy.
There's the people who want to be like, oh, they're going to bring Sharia law and all the women are going to be forced to cover and women aren't going to be able to drive anymore. All of those things, right?
So Amanda Jakowski spans the cultural gap here, a Polish American who converted to Islam.
We said babcia because it's grandma in Polish, and this is when she lived in Hamtramck.
She says the issues here are neither religious nor cultural. They're the kind of problems of many cities, like a high poverty rate.
In the United States, we have that separation of church and state. We have those principles of making sure that we're representing everyone and we're not bringing religion into that sphere. In terms of the way that decisions get made, but processes happen, there's not that much of a difference.
City leaders are hoping the newfound attention might bring tourism and commerce to the home of America's newest wave of immigrants. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Hamtramck, Michigan.